From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is Linger, in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Linger was a young barn owl, not quite a kid and not quite a grown-up. She was small and round, with soft feathers the color of cream and cinnamon. Everywhere she went, she carried a tiny brass lantern. It was no bigger than a teacup. Through a little glass window, you could see a tiny flame that was always, always lit. It glowed softly, day and night. Linger didn't talk much. She preferred to watch. She could stare at a tricky math problem for an hour without getting frustrated. Her lantern was her constant companion. It went with her down dark hallways. It sat beside her during tough questions. It was there on those long, gray afternoons when an answer simply refused to show up.
The lantern wasn't a big, powerful flashlight. It couldn't blast away all the darkness. It was much too small for that. Instead, it cast a little circle of warm light, just big enough for one. It was just enough to keep going. It was just enough to keep the question company. It helped her not be afraid of the dark while she waited for the morning to come. Linger taught a special skill called uncertainty tolerance. It was a fancy name for a simple idea, staying with a question, even when you don't know the answer. Most kids hated that feeling. Not knowing felt squishy and uncomfortable, so they'd rush. They would grab the first answer that popped into their head, just to be done with it. A wrong answer felt better than no answer at all, but it also slammed the door on the question. The search was over. Linger's skill was about keeping that door open. She was very clear about this. She never said, "Oh, you have to be born patient." Instead, she'd say, "Patience with not knowing is a skill. You learn it, just like anything else. You learn to hold the lantern." She would nod at her little light. Not knowing feels weird. I feel it too sometimes. The trick is to sit with that feeling. Don't rush to a wrong answer just to make it go away.
Linger grew up in a quiet village where her family had an important job. They were the night watchers. From sunset to sunrise, they watched over the sleeping village, keeping everyone safe. The job meant sitting in the dark for hours and hours. It wasn't a scary monster movie dark. It was just the normal, quiet dark of the world turning. A good night watcher had to be okay with the dark. They had to be patient. Linger learned this when she was only 6. She learned that dark wasn't an enemy. Dark was just dark. Her little lantern made it okay. It was her friend until the sun came up, which it always did. She watched the moon drift across the sky. She listened to the chirping of crickets. Sometimes she saw a shooting star. She just waited. Years later, she walked to the Curiosity Quest Academy. Lumen, the head of the academy, asked her a question. What is uncertainty tolerance? Linger held up her lantern. It means holding the lantern in the dark, she said. It means staying with a question instead of rushing to a wrong answer. The dark isn't the enemy. A wrong answer that closes your mind, that's the enemy. The lantern is what you carry while you wait. Lumen nodded slowly. You are appointed, she said.
In her classroom, Linger always started lessons the same way. She'd walk to the front and place her small lantern on the table. The tiny flame glowed with a steady, warm light. Hello, Linger would say softly. I am Linger. She'd pause. The skill I teach is uncertainty tolerance. A few kids would whisper, uncertainty what? Linger would smile. It means to hold the lantern. She'd point to the glowing brass. Sometimes answers don't come fast. Don't rush to a wrong answer just to feel better. Sit with the question instead. Let the lantern be your friend. Morning always comes. She taught her students a few lantern steps to practice. Say, I don't know yet. These are powerful words. Saying them keeps the question open,
like leaving a door cracked. If you guess wildly, you slam the door shut and stop looking. Get used to the squishy feeling. Not knowing can feel weird and uncomfortable. That squishy feeling isn't bad. It just means you're at the very edge of what you know. That's where all the interesting stuff happens. Give questions time. Some questions take days to answer. Some take weeks. The really good ones can take years. That's not failing. That's just how big questions work. Carry the lantern, not the answer. Your job isn't to have all the answers right away. Your job is to be patient. That patience is your lantern. It lights your way while you search. Take a break if you need to. Sometimes a question feels worse than just squishy. It might feel truly upsetting. It is always okay to put that question down and walk away for a bit. You can come back when you're ready. Morning always comes. The answer might not be here yet, but a new day will arrive. The skill is to be ready for it, with your lantern still lit.
I have held my lantern over questions for years, Linger told her students. Some of them I still don't have answers to. That's not failing. That's how the deepest questions work. The lantern stays lit. When students asked if uncertainty tolerance was hard, she always said the same thing. It is not hard, she told them. It is practiced patience. It's okay to stay with not knowing for a while. Hard things deserve time. She tended her lantern. The flame was small. The dark was still dark. But she felt calm and unhurried, warm as the little light in her hands, because she knew the morning would come.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Linger. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.